Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor. This past Sunday at the Plain City Campus, we continued in our series we're calling Hand in Hand, where we're talking about how God works his redemptive plan through the hands of his people. And we were looking at the end of the book of Ruth. And at this point, we've seen all the characters now. There's Naomi, who was married to Elimelech. She went to Moab during a time of drought, possibly, and goes there, takes her two sons, who marry Moabite women, and through some unfortunate events, all three men have passed, and now there are three widows. Naomi decides, I'm going to go back to my people in Israel, tells the girls to go back. One of them does, but Ruth, her daughter-in-law, decides to go with her, and they head back to Israel together. And what Ruth said was, where your people will be my people and your God shall be my God. This is just a complete commitment that Ruth has shown, just an incredible commitment that she's shown to her daughter or her mother-in-law, Naomi. So then we see in chapter 2 that, she goes to glean. Ruth goes to glean in a field that belongs to a man named Boaz, who has just been incredibly kind to her and given her protection and provision. And it turns out that this man is a kinsman redeemer. And that's where we find in chapter 3 that for the first time, Naomi starts to see a glimmer of hope. This woman who has gone away and come back feeling just incredible bitterness and believes that God has abandoned her. And now she's back and she sees this hope, and she tells Ruth what to do, to go during the night of the harvest and kind of do the type of proposal a woman might do at that time, to let Boaz know that if he's willing, she would like him to be her redeemer. And so that's exactly what happens. And then Boaz is just over the moon. Like this, it's not just that he really likes Ruth. It's he sees in Ruth her commitment to Naomi, and he wants to be the one, that's going to redeem us. The problem is that there's another redeemer that's ahead of him in line, and this is from the laws of ancient Israel, as a way to protect those who can't protect themselves, that if a widow, or if someone becomes widowed, a kinsman would come around and would marry her, take care of the land, and provide an offspring that would eventually would inherit that land. Boaz works out a deal with that guy that was in front of him, and that guy kind of steps back, and Boaz becomes the redeemer. And here's what happens in verse 13 of chapter 4. It says, "So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The woman said of Naomi, 'Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in old age, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth.' Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. And the women living there said, 'Naomi has a son,' and they named him Obed, who was the father of Jesse, the father of David. And then this is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, and Boaz the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David." I think what's beautiful about this story is that it's a random story during the time of the judges, when the people had all kind of turned away from God, and basically the saying was that everyone did what was right in their own eyes. They had rejected God's leadership over the course of time during the time of the judges. But this story gets a highlight because of a man named Boaz who honors God, wants to follow the laws of God, the laws of allowing those who are poor to glean and becoming a kinsman redeemer. Through his hands, by just being obedient to God and caring for those who can't care for themselves, this beautiful story happened, a story of redemption. Naomi, who went away and became embittered because she had lost her husband and lost her sons. I mean, can you blame her? And yet, Ruth decides to love on her. And as it says at the end of the story, she's better than seven sons. And she becomes the mother of a young boy named Obed, who becomes the father of a young man named Jesse, and Jesse becomes the father of many sons, the youngest of which was David, who becomes king of all Israel. And we see this beautiful redemptive story that plays out through the life of Boaz and Ruth and Naomi, an incredible picture of the redemptive story of God. And I think it reminds us of a couple of important points, is that first off, all of our stories are to be a reflection of a greater story. that we are made in God's image for the purpose of reflecting God's glory in all the earth. And it's redemption that really points back to God, that only God could do this very thing, to take these widows and turn them into part of the family line of the Messiah himself. That's a credit to who God is and how he works all things together for his glory. And I think for us, he works on behalf of us for purposes because he loves us. And I think that redemptive story is part of what he wants for all of us. So here's my question to you. Can you see the sweetness of God's redemption in your life? Can you see how he's been working in your behalf to use your life to be a picture and a reflection of his glory and of his redemption? So I think that's the question for us, that we have to live our lives in such a way to point back to his glory. Father, I pray that you would help us to do that. Help us to live in obedience, that every little act that we do would be part of a greater story of you, whether it's being obedient and kind to someone or whether it's enduring through our tough times and keep clinging to you by faith until you work all things together. God, help us to be those people that reflect your glory and part of your redemptive story. It's your name we pray. Amen. Well, before you move on to your next thing, I want you to think through, like, what are the ways in which you've seen God working in your life that you can point back to as a sweetness of God's redemption in your life? Till next time, God bless.